Tell us what you were doing and what took place just prior to that tornado hitting Mapleton, which we understand happened around 7:30.
Right, yeah, that was about 7:30 or so, I think. Actually, got back, was out grocery shopping, got into town, and we turned on TV, and we saw some lightning off to the west and northwest, and just turned on TV and saw that Whiting had some tornadoes touching down in their area, and especially east of them, and they were generally heading in the Mapleton direction. Eventually, the sirens did go off, and they live about a block away from where the sirens are, so we heard them plain and clear. And went down to the basement, and they went for a while, but then they stopped. And, you know, during this time, there was some very light hail, or sporadic hail, I'd say. That was probably about quarter size. The second siren did go off, and you could tell that it was pretty serious, extremely loud, and just had a constant roar. And you knew it was bad. I'd never been to see anything like that, but or heard anything either. So actually, you know, we kind of took cover in the basement. We were looking out one of the small windows from across the room, and you could just hear things hitting the house, and just very loud. We kind of waited till it was about clear, looked on the radar on my phone, looked at, you know, like it was past us, and I went to one of my other room windows in the basement and saw that a tree had gone down and just narrowly missed the house. That's when we went out, and it was still daylight at that time, but just started walking around town, and the damage is just incredible, actually. There's just trees down in every part of town, you know, lots of tin sheets that blew over from we don't know where, actually, but the west side of town does have some older houses, and we've been told that there's some of those are actually completely destroyed, but haven't heard of anybody being hurt yet, but I don't know if they've accounted for everybody yet either, so...
What did you hear? Did you hear it? Usually say it sounds like a train. Did you hear any of that, or?
Yeah, actually, that's what someone said. It sounded like a train, actually, and that's probably a good way of putting it. It was extremely loud and just had a constant roar, and you knew it was bad. I'd never been to see anything like that, but or heard anything either. So,
have you talked to anybody that actually saw the tornado hit the town?
Yeah, I talked to a few people. One person was outside of town trying to get to his family when he heard it was coming, actually. He was on the edge of town, started heading back, and he looked back towards town, and he said, you know, just a giant black wall, and some other people said it just moved incredibly slow, actually.
Yeah, okay, what kind of damage did you see then?
I saw, you know, a lot of garages and sheds damaged, fences around yards, they're gone, but... A lot of trees down, a lot of them busted, quite a few of them uprooted, actually, too. On Main Street, there was one or two buildings that did collapse. Noticed that there's some roof damage on a lot of the buildings on Main Street, and as well as throughout town, actually. A lot of shingles gone and everything, a few busted windows. Actually, the office where I work, the roof did... Looks like it collapsed there, and you know, we're going to try to get some of this stuff out here yet tonight so it doesn't get wet.